You're listening to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with a roundup of this week's headlines. Teton County again leads the nation in per capita income. Federal data shows that in 2021, Teton County's per capita income topped $300,000, the highest figure in the country. That's a jump of nearly $100,000 from the year before, when Teton County also topped the charts. Jackson Town Councilor Jonathan Schechter follows this data closely and says he was shocked by this year's numbers. He attributes the increase to the amount of wealthy people moving to the county for the state's favorable tax and trust laws. Schechter says young people and workers, as well as local homeowners facing high property taxes, are going to be the ones pushed out if the community doesn't act quickly.
As more and more wealth pours into the community, those folks are able to outbid, outcompete folks who are trying to earn their living by living here. So that's going to have profound effects on who's able to live here, and the people who get squeezed are those people who are making less income.
The county will get a bigger picture of inequalities in mid-December when the Internal Revenue Service releases tax return data from 2020. Jackson has a new wildlife management coordinator at the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Cheyenne Stewart moved to Jackson in November to oversee the department's wildlife biologists after serving in the same position in Sheridan. She says the reason she moved to Jackson is similar to most residents' motivations.
Big game, big landscapes, and also big opportunities to figure out how we can live and thrive and have those populations live and thrive as well.
Stewart is no stranger to the Jackson region. She started her career with Game and Fish in 2014, researching elk in Pinedale. Before that, she studied wolves in Yellowstone National Park and mountain lions in western Colorado. Stewart takes over the Jackson position from Doug McWhirter, who retired this fall after spending 35 years managing wildlife populations and guiding land use decisions. In that time, McWhirter built a reputation as the state's foremost bighorn sheep expert.
I feel very fortunate to be able to come in behind from someone like him, but it definitely, the pressure's on to try to fill those shoes.
Stewart will now oversee projects in Jackson, such as initiatives to monitor struggling mule deer populations. Also at Wyoming Game and Fish, the department is narrowing in on its proposed plan to manage winter elk feed grounds. The Public News Service's Eric Galatis has more.
After receiving input from stakeholders earlier this year, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department has released a list of priorities guiding its initial draft of a management plan for the controversial practice of feeding wild elk at winter feed grounds. Kristen Combs with Wyoming Wildlife Advocates agrees with much on the list, but worries the emphasis on maintaining unnaturally large big game populations could compromise herd health. She says it's important to make space in the plan for elk's natural predators.
The one thing we don't see in the list is having a robust suite of predators and large carnivores on the landscape that can really offer free services to provide for healthy elk herds.
She says allowing predators to kill off animals that fall sick to chronic wasting and other communicable diseases will limit the risk of hunters harvesting diseased meat and strengthen biodiversity and the region's ecosystems. Some hunters support using feed grounds to maintain large elk populations, and outfitters see the practice as a proven way to keep doors open for business. Game and Fish says it expects to publish the proposal after internal review and will accept public comments in coming weeks. I'm Eric Galatis.
A federal judge in Montana has restored the state's wolf hunting regulations. Judge Christopher Abbott had previously issued a temporary order restricting trapping and hunting, especially around Glacier and Yellowstone National Parks. Wolves continue to be a controversial species in the Northern Rockies. Lawmakers in Idaho and Montana loosened restrictions last year to allow for more effective hunting methods. Environmental groups were concerned that too many animals would die this winter, so they responded with lawsuits, many of which are still pending. Judge Abbott decided that Montana's wolf population is sustainable despite recent changes. There are currently 1,100 wolves in the state, and 329 wolves were killed last year. Hannah Merzbach, KHOL News.